Well, in any given line, there's hard to get.
Because everybody's collecting those lines and they're like, I'm almost done. I only need one more. And it's that guy. It's always that guy.
It gets tough for us because we always want everything complete. All right, we're back.
We are.
Yes.
Travis is back. Annie's back.
Skeletor's back.
Skeletor's back.
Backstreet's back.
So I wanted to talk about multiple things. What's the hardest thing for us to get in the shop, you think? You can go.
I'll go with Motu, and then I guess you guys can pick a line.
Motu's not hard to get in the shop.
Scareglow is.
Well, certain. The end of the run,
right,
Motu.
Right, right. Eternia, that stuff.
Well, that's true.
You know, we've...
Well, in any given line, there's hard to get, but yeah. There's not a lack of Motu that comes in the shop.
So are we saying, like, what line in general is hard to get?
Yeah.
Usually the smaller, more obscure ones, like Silverhawks, is pretty tough.
Yeah, definitely tough just because the chrome wears off.
Yeah, yeah. Thundercats are easy except for their accessories.
True.
Their accessories never come in.
And they still don't come in that often.
Yeah, not that often at all. But like, you know, oh, there's a, we'll get a Lino, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's
every couple like months or something.
50 Linos in the back.
Yeah, there's a lot.
What do you think, Andy?
I mean, just from, I guess, hearing customers, I'd probably say I've heard people say Micronauts, Visionaries.
Yeah.
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks. Good one.
Extreme Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Never.
I mean, we do get a little bit of everything, but it's the completion aspect.
Yeah. Like I always like to say it's G.I. Joe, Star Wars, He-Man, Transformers come in all the time.
The top tiers.
Now, you still may not get, you know, Fort Max or Scareglows or Randors.
Night Force.
Yak Face. Yeah. So the line as a whole comes in often.
Right, right. Those are usually considered grails. That's the nickname given to them. Because everybody's collecting those lines and they're like, I'm almost done. I only need one more. And it's that guy. It's always that guy.
But yes, Silverhawks, tough.
Mm-hmm.
Thundercats is... Commons are easy.
Yeah.
But the more obscure end of the run,
How about Tiger Sharks?
Oh, well. Never. Yeah, never. Yeah,
next to impossible.
Yeah, that might be... Or what is it? Dino Saucers? Yeah. Most people probably don't even know what that is.
They might have seen the cartoon.
Yeah.
But they... Yeah, not the toys.
Yeah, those are tough. Or even... What is it? Visionaries? Tough line.
Yeah, Visionaries are tough, but it's more their accessories and having the holograms in a functioning manner, you know, because we get them a lot of times. It's like, oh, well, that's scratched. That's hologram's gone. So, but then like they have these tiny weapons and they don't really look like much of anything. You can't say, that's definitely Visionaries. It's like, well, that looks kind of G.I. Joe. That looks kind of Double Dragon. That looks kind of every 3 3/4 guy, even though they're like 5 inches. But
Supernaturals?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about, but they're easy to identify, at least.
Yeah, but just not coming in.
That's true.
How about Battle Beasts?
Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean.
They're weapons, definitely.
They come in, not often, but definitely the accessories are the problem.
And it seems like a lot of the kids that had them, it really enjoyed arm switching. Because we get a lot of those where it's the wrong arm.
Or the sticker's gone off the chest.
Yeah, yeah. That's gone forever once that's gone. I don't know. There's like weird lines like Mad Balls. We never really get those in.
They deteriorate.
Disintegrate, yeah.
But the figures too.
Yeah.
And like, were those Tops? Is that right? Tops was the company that made those?
You know, I don't know.
I think it was Tops, but it's like small lines usually by a company that really hasn't done much. That's, we never see those.
Mighty Max is great.
Yeah, Mighty Max is great.
So many accessories.
Very tough. Very tough. Hey, a lot of those micro sets are so cool, but you know,
it gets tough for us because we always want everything complete. and 100%.
Yeah.
And it's very rare that we can put those out.
And some of the female customers, Polly Pocket, which is the same, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing to mention. We don't get what I would classify as girl toy, you know, the girl stuff.
Yeah, we get Sheila or She-Ra. Yeah.
Sheila.
I get the song, yeah. The She-Ra, we get way less frequent than He-Man.
Never. And the hair's ratted to hell. It's all beat up. There's no,
those girls are rough with their toys.
We don't get Care Bears. We don't get My Little Pony. I mean, we do, but nowhere near the frequency of.
Yeah. Maybe two or three at a time, and it'll usually be in not so great condition.
Yeah. And the, no accessories. Emblems worn off the chest.
Rainbow Bright, we've been asked about a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's another line.
We get that maybe once a year, if that.
Now, let me mix it up. So, what was hard for you to get as a kid? Like, what was the toy, you know,
that you searched for?
It took you forever to find, or maybe you never found it, but you knew about it.
Well, there was times where it's like, and you probably remember this doesn't happen anymore, but they used to, like, a toy line would come out, flip over in the back of the card, and it'd have the assortment, and some of those wouldn't get released.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen anymore. They everything's been okayed and cleared, and it's done and pushed out, but sometimes you'd look on the back and go, oh, where's this guy? And you never see that guy.
Never came out.
Right.
Or
right.
Maybe only in Europe.
Or, yeah. I mean, even playsets, vehicles, right?
Same. Well, we were watching YouTube not long ago, and there was a commercial for Last Action Hero, and they had a playset that none of us even knew about.
But they made the commercial.
Because they never made it. They had a commercial, but that was it.
Well, it's like, you know, one of my favorites, Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
They never came out with the garage.
Yeah, yeah. Very odd.
So what was the elusive toy or that you ultimately got?
So it you're saying if I ultimately got it?
Yeah, because I got a couple in mind.
It's dumb, but when 89 Batman came out, Toy Biz had the line, and I had everyone except Batman. And I guess everybody was buying it because the movie was so huge. And everywhere I went is Joker, Bob the Goon. Who wants Bob the Goon? You know, so I did finally get it, but it was for my birthday, and my mom came to the school, picked me up, and she was waiting outside, which was odd. But I was like, well, it's my birthday, maybe, you know. And then she's like, here it is, and I'm like, oh my god, because of course I talked about it. So it's an odd choice, because then after that I saw it everywhere.
Yeah, because
that's how it goes, right?
Right.
Yeah. And there's like five versions.
There's three sculpts and two versions of each sculpt where they reversed how it was painted. So the head was cast in either black plastic or like a skin color plastic, and they painted the mask or painted the face, whichever one. But there was like a square jaw, round face, and a Keaton face.
Right.
And that's just kind of a vague description of it because it doesn't look like Keaton.
Right. But that one's considered the Keaton face.
Right.
All right, what about you?
I mean, it always comes down to G.I. Joe. As a kid, it was Night Force, Mission Brazil. And for some reason, I never got any mail-away figures when I was a kid.
Oh, me neither.
I didn't.
Like, never.
Yeah, I tried.
I mean, I had plenty of Joes growing up, but the mail-away ones?
Yeah.
Never.
So for me, in speaking of mail-away, I mailed away, but nothing for Joe. I mailed away for Star Wars. So it was an Emperor mail away, and there was a Forlom, which is now Zuckus.
Right.
Because they changed the names. They were misnamed.
Yeah, they were in the 80s. Mixed up. Yeah.
Right. But to me, Forlom is now Zuckus.
Right.
But I mailed away for that. So, but for me, it was also a Joe. And it was Gung Ho. And the original Gung Ho and not the Dress Blues.
Right.
And I remember that was
my first Joe. Yeah. I love that Joe.
And it was impossible to find. And I found it at Sears. And when my mom would pick me up from school, there was a mall that wasn't far. And I guess we would go to the mall after she picked me up for whatever reason. Or she was running an errand and she would park at the Sears entrance. And right when you walked in, the toys were immediately to the left. And, you know, you thumbed through all the pegs and finally that, you know, he was there. And it was like a bit, you know, but this was like, felt like forever, like a year.
Oh, yeah.
It could have been 6 months, could have been 3 months, but it felt like.
Yeah, at that age, you have no.
When am I going to find this guy? He's in the cartoon. He's on the back of the card. But, you know, speaking of the back of the card, is this was in the old shop. There was a guy who sold me a complete Star Wars collection. And I think I told you this, or maybe as I tell it, you'll remember. But his grandmother knitted him. Instead of like a Darth Vader carrying case or the vinyl suitcase type carrying case, it was like a cloth. I don't know, like a cloth suitcase.
I remember this, yeah.
A satchel.
And it opened up, and then there might have been a middle layer, and then there was pockets.
Yeah.
And there was a pocket per figure, per section, and then it closed all together with a handle.
I remember this,
and
yeah.
Every figure was in there, like literally every figure. And I'm going through it and I'm evaluating it and I'm going to come up with my offer. And everybody's there but Yak Face. So I said, you got them all but Yak Face. And he's like, and this was Ewoks and Droids, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I know, I couldn't find it. I even wrote a letter to Kenner. I'm like, yeah, I got the letter. He's like, I got it. And I said, well, if you bring the letter back, I'll buy the letter.
Yeah.
And then it's him basically saying, I tried to get every figure on the back of the card and I could not find this one. And then they said it wasn't released in the United States.
Right. They dumped them in Canada and Europe, right?
So I have that letter because it's just cool. But weird stuff like that, like my buddy who had a shop in Vegas. And he didn't do as much vintage. It was more modern. He had a little bit of vintage. And he goes, this guy walked in and it was a box from Kenner. And inside were Millennium Falcon parts. Because in the back of the instructions, if you lost parts, you could order.
Hmm.
Like, you know, you lost something, you could order from Kenner back then.
I didn't know.
So he ordered the training ball, like the money part or the landing gear, the blue pieces for the bay door to come down.
Right.
Like a chess table. So this is a box full of sealed baggy Millennium Falcon parts. And then I forget what I paid for it, but my buddy Bill bought it and then I PayPal'd him money and then he just mailed it to me or brought it to Celebration. I think he came to that Orlando show with me. So weird stuff like that I really like. I stuck with Star Wars and Joe and then all these other universes of toys I was practically unaware of until I got older.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew about He-Man because the neighborhood played with it.
Right.
But so going back to card backs and seeing the figures. So I know you guys remember like being a kid and getting certain figures, but then that feeling when you walk into the store and see like a whole new wave. Because back then, they didn't announce it on social media or Hasbro or that, you know what I'm saying? Just that general feeling of like, whoa, there's a whole new wave of Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Ninja Turtles, like whatever.
That's something that I guess this forever is lost. That wonder and amazement of, because when I would go to the movies, I remember seeing the Jedi trailer. And I didn't know they were making another movie.
Right.
Like you assume, but you're not really analyzing it. You're a kid. And then you see this trailer and you're like, holy crap. Look at this. Oh my, you know, you're just nuts. But you didn't, you know, where now everybody knows everything in advance.
Right.
Actors are in it. You know, it's already shot. Photos leaked from the set.
That like, that feeling of like, wow, is kind of gone. Right.
Yeah.
And now they announce when writers are writing it.
Yeah.
Like, the very beginning stage, so-and-so is writing this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You got to be surprised a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was like, wow, you know, it was, you know, there's something special about that I think is lost now.
Well, you don't go to a store and see a full display anymore.
No.
Like, unfortunately, most of the time you have a lot of empty pegs. And when we were younger,
wall to wall.
Yeah, it would be packed. And they didn't care if it sat all year because that's the whole point. They're there to get a sale. It's not about, well, no one will be interested in 6 months. No, it's...
I remember Star Wars or Joe. I mean, I couldn't even reach as high as they were. And the pegs were like ridiculously long.
Right. Yeah.
There'd be like 12 guys on a peg.
Yeah.
And 100 pegs. And there wouldn't be one Millennium Falcon. There's 27 and they're up top too.
Right. Yeah. And stacks.
Yeah. And it was just, it was the whole row. Could have been a 50-foot row. Yeah. It was just Star Wars. It was unbelievable. But see, you also, it's a different world, you know, because the manufacturers all sell. They sell direct to the public. They sell on eBay.
Yep.
You know, Hasbro's on eBay. NECA's on eBay. And, you know, they're on Amazon. They're direct. You can buy from them direct. So if you think about it from a retailer standpoint, how all in do I want to get with this particular brand when the consumer can just buy it from them directly?
Yeah. Yeah. It's difficult to gauge that, you know.
Well, and then they get, you know, obviously they get it right away. Then they got to send it to everybody else. So I think that kind of changed the way, you know, everything works.
Yeah.
For better or worse. I mean, because, you know, it's the convenience of just buying it from here or there. But there's something about, I think that's what also makes the store special, because you'll see it here. And yeah, you didn't know to look for it. Like I always say, you didn't know what it was to look for it. You just saw it and you're like, that's cool. And I like it. Or the kid likes it.
I mean, even toy commercials, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That all that's kind of not around. Yeah.
Or that like feeling of heading into the holidays and bam, there's like the Sears wish book at the house.
Yeah, no, those are great.
Or like the Toys R Us, you know, Christmas catalog.
Those are great for reference.
Right.
It's like,
but I mean, just thumbing through those and like, oh, this is what I'm writing down. This is what I want.
Yeah.
That's how you made your list to right? Santa?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always, every year my dad would give me something like one of those small little notepads.
Right.
And it's write what you want. And maybe the second or third year he had me do that, I figured out the game was just list everything.
Oh, right.
Just list everything. And he would say, I can't get all of this. I'm like, yeah, just anything. You get one thing, you win. You know.
Did you ever, like, let's say on Christmas, cheat and open up a gift?
Oh, yeah.
See,
Nah.
Well, so was your a family that put everything out in advance? With the exception of, you know, I guess Santa's gifts?
I think we would open one on Christmas Eve.
See, my tree would be bare. And then everything's there in the morning. Where I know families...
Right. Right. That's how it was for me.
Like the tree would be full and then they would add.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that's how, you know, we do now, right?
My buddy Jim would literally, when the parents were at work, open up everything and rewrap it.
That's.
Yeah. He knew what everything was in advance.
I don't understand.
That's just what he did. He just couldn't wait.
Sucks the fun out of it, right?
He just couldn't wait.
Well, what kind of feeling is that wrapping it back up? I'm going to be excited again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, but he knew what he got.
So
yeah. Playing out his day.
Well, wrap your presents before you go to bed.
Yeah. No, he do it. I mean, I probably peel the tape back, Jet.
Yeah. Oh, well, the peak. Oh, great. Cool.
Right. All right. I got that. Good.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the other thing, too, is I think Christmas is probably a little different now than it was then, too. Because, like,
oh, totally.
You might have something in mind for 6 months. Like now it's not like that. It's, well, what's the newest phone?
Mm-hmm. Well, right. You know? Yeah. You go back to, but you know, I try to think about this, like, cause I had, you know, there was an Atari, then there was Intellivision, and there was ColecoVision, there was Nintendo.
Yeah.
So then you wonder, if you had a Nintendo when you were six, you probably would have played the Nintendo.
I had one when I was eight.
Did you? All right.
I did. And it was great till I had a distant cousin spill Coke down it, and then I couldn't play it anymore. So
it just it's hard to compete with that.
It is. Yeah.
And especially now when you can put a headset on and talk to friends and all over.
Yeah.
I still put my action figures on it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be, you know, like, you could play like a game that has a toy and you put the toy on it. Like, yeah, I'm a brand man.
I'm a brand man. On the topic of Christmas and toys, and what was like the, you know, coolest toy memory you had getting something for Christmas? Like mine was, pretty sure it was like 87. G.I. Joe Mobile Command.
Tackle box.
I mean, that year I cleaned up on Joe for whatever reason. It was that. It was the Mamba. It was like every figure in the line. Three Iron Grenadiers. Like, it's like one of those just mind blowing Christmases. Yeah. Like, dad must have got a bonus.
Yeah.
I think my favorite toy was the Death Star playset. Because it was.
Is that the three-level one, right?
Right. You got the trash compactor in the bottom with the Dagnaga monster. The little eye.
Yeah.
You had the little rope so you could swing across the chasm. And you had the turret on top.
Yeah. That always comes in broken.
The tip comes off and the connector plate. It's not the gun part, but...
Yeah.
That goes through this hole, and then that's where the lever is in the base. That's broke.
Yeah. I've seen the pile in the back, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare. Yeah. But no, it was just the best. And I took Death Squad Commander, which was, they changed his name to Death Star Commander. But he was originally Death Squad Commander.
I don't know.
But I think that's...
That's,
I guess,
too evil.
Right.
Squads are just,
but then
squads,
you have stormtroopers.
Right.
So, you know, but, and I glued them to the wall in the playset. I don't know why.
You're going nowhere.
I literally super glued them to the wall.
All right, well, yeah, everybody did dumb stuff with their toys.
But I never blew up my Joes with firecrackers. Yeah. I hear that all the time from customers.
Yeah.
I just blew them all up with firecrackers and M80s, and I was like, why? Like, I
know. BB guns.
Yeah, I was trusted with a BB gun. I was not trusted with fire till much later.
So what was your best Christmas?
So mine's kind of a group of things, but this sort of led me on the collect them all problem, you know?
Right.
Becoming Marvel Man.
So it was like 93... when they released like all these X-Men figures in conjunction with the cartoon. And I couldn't find them anywhere before Christmas. Of course, I wasn't allowed to get them, but I still looked, you know.
Right.
And I saw one and I picked it out and my grandma got it. So then I'm like, you know, I go to this place, none, go to that place, none. And then like my dad, my aunts and uncles, they all got on the phone, talked about it, coordinated it. And got like almost every single one on the back of the card for Christmas. And so I had everyone except Iceman, which Iceman's great. You guys know the Iceman story. Iceman was short packed because early on he was recalled. His action feature was you stuck him in the freezer and icicles would form on his chest. And he came with this sled that you would fill with water. And when you stuck him in the freezer, it would, you know, make a block of ice and you could take it out and like slide it around or whatever. Anyway, the problem was it exploded when you did that. So they recalled him, but I still found one on the shelf and I was like, oh my God, you know, this is so cool, you know? But then, then I was like, I'd get the back of the card and go, I got them all. I did it. You know, I don't know why it was such a kid accomplishment.
That's part of it, right?
Right.
So did you blow up your Iceman though?
I did not. I somehow knew about the story. It might have been from toy magazines. So I never put mine in the freezer.
See, I didn't have any toy magazines. Like it was the toy magazines were the booklets that came with the toys.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't Tomart or Lee's or any of that at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just didn't know if it wasn't in the book.
Well, even then, getting a toy magazine was pretty difficult. You had to get someone to take you to a fancy bookstore and you have to hope they carried it.
Well, right. See, if you go to the mall, every mall, at least when I was younger, is on one end of the mall was a Walden Books and on the other end of the mall was a B. Dalton.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same for you or.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know about B. Dalton, but I know Walden Books. That's where I would go to get toy magazines because they had a good selection. But I still was like learning, you know, because they were black and white. They were like newspaper, you know, and it would list their names. That's how I knew at least some of the Star Wars things before I saw them was because I'd read those guides. But I don't know. Even then getting them, I thought it was strange. Like, why am I getting this? But I like toys. I didn't even care about the values.
My literature that I would read was toy books and toy magazines.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't absorb enough of it to where like there'd be stacks of them in the bathroom. They'd be everywhere in the house.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, cool. I didn't know about that. Or, and then, you know, in some of these older books, it would say, it would list something and then it would say no known examples.
Yeah.
Like I have this old guide and it has for Gloob, the A-Team, and they did this giant tower playset. And it says, you know, no known examples exist. But since then, you know, the wonder of the internet, you know.
Someone has one out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had a droid factory sealed in the box, but it was an Empire Strikes Back box. So according to any book at the time, it was only known to be in a Star Wars box. And I was like, well, I got one, so I know it exists. But it's not like I wrote the author or anything. But and then it didn't take long, more surfaced, and I wasn't the only guy who had one, and then it became known. But, you know, it was like until you could put everybody together, then you start learning, like, you know, I backed some Kickstarter book for this ridiculously awesome, huge book. It's like 30 pounds, and it's everything about vintage Star Wars. Every variation, every country of origin, every everything, every, and there's like this giant matrix and it tells you what every card that, you know, Farm Boy Luke was on and every card back and every known example. And it's like, I mean, they just crank those figures out. Like it was nuts. And that's the difference. Like with Star Wars, you'd get a Luke from A New Hope during Jedi on a Jedi card. Where I think you got Gung Ho one time. And then if you got Gung Ho again, it was Dress Blues Gung Ho. And then if you got Gung Ho again, then you'll tell me which one it is. It's the 90s one.
90s, right?
Yeah. So they didn't run the guy later. You got a different version of that guy.
Yeah. Even that was.
But then how many went? Like, I got, I'm not even done, and I got 600 Joes, and then there's 93 Star Wars guys, and you're done. That's, so it was a finite number, yet it came out.
Multiple times.
Years, or 78 to 85 or 86.
Okay, so we're still, you know, kind of talking about the kid realm, right?
Yeah.
Being kids. So, as a kid, what did your friends have that you didn't have but wanted?
You're up. Me?
You go.
Well, my buddy, so I only had really one close friend growing up. That was my buddy Jim.
Yeah.
And same age, went to same school, but then once we got to fourth grade, he stayed at the one school and I went to a different school. But then we were still best friends. And I probably explained this on an episode of YouTube, or I might have alluded to it, but I really love G.I. Joe. I couldn't have all G.I. Joe. I couldn't have everything Star Wars. So we came to this agreement, which is pretty cool, with two young kids, 6, 7 years old, that were, well, I'm just going to tell my dad to buy G.I. Joe and not Star Wars, even though I love Star Wars too. but you tell your parents only to get you Star Wars and not G.I. Joe so that we can get as much of each line as possible. And then when we would always alternate whose house we stayed over.
Yeah.
So then if I was at his house, I brought all the Star Wars. And if he came to my house, he'd bring all his Joes. So, I mean, there's a lot of things he had that I wanted, but I couldn't get them because there was still Star Wars to get. And I still didn't have everything. You'd think I would have had more toys, but I didn't. And I think maybe that's why I want so many toys now.
You got one?
You want me to go?
Yeah, you go.
All right. So, I mean, for me, two best buddies growing up, and we all had kind of a little bit of everything. But my one friend, like, I swear his dad, like, worked for the government or, you know, minted money. But every time something new came out, he had it. Like, it was like first time I ever seen a Cobra Pterodrome. Blew my mind. Never knew about it. He just come over and check this out. There it is. Played with it for days. And then next thing you know, he's rolling out Metroplex, rolling the Rolling Thunder, like just big items.
So his dad was super rich.
That's, I mean,
or he had to be.
Had to be, right? Well, and yeah. I mean, like, he had a lot of everything, but his Transformers collection was nuts. Like, first time I ever seen a triple changer, first time I ever saw a combiner. Like, soon it was out, he like had it. So it was just like, wow. So like, you would go to his house and play with Transformers. And of course, you know, he's the kind of kid, well, if you want it transformed, I'm gonna do it for you. You couldn't.
Oh, so you couldn't even do it yourself.
Right. You couldn't do it yourself.
I don't know. Mine's a dumb story. Cause like, eventually I got everything that some other kid had, but like the funniest one was like kindergarten. Like, you know, nap time, and this kid had this Spider-Man doll, and I was a big Spider-Man fan as a kid, but yeah, I didn't know anything. I just knew he climbed walls and shot webs, and he was cool. And he had this doll, and I was like, bro, let me hold it. And he'd be like, nah, I don't think so. Just over and over. And he did this like for weeks, and I was like, where did you get it? I don't, because there was no Spider-Man dolls anywhere.
Right.
This was like, it's the only one. And at that time, it was the only one. And he's, mom got it for me, like Sears or something. So then, like, I remember, like, going to Sears and tell mom, like, all right, this is the plan, mom. We're looking for a Spider-Man doll. She's like, okay, sure, why not? Never found it. Didn't even know what it was. Took, like, 20 years to figure out that this was a Knickerbocker Spider-Man doll. When I finally found one, it was like, that kid was a jerk. Wouldn't even let me hold it.
The Holy Grail.
It had Velcro hands. It was so cool.
Did you guys, because I thought growing up, trading cards were a big thing. Was it like big for you guys?
Yeah. Like my dad, it was baseball. Like,
oh, see, it was, I didn't give a lick about sports.
Yeah.
So it was when Star Wars came out, they had Topps trading cards.
Right.
And like if Indiana Jones came out, there's cards.
Yeah.
And you had no way to see a particular scene from a movie. I mean, how else were you going to see it? Like there was, that's on the card. Like, because I remember like from the Death Star playset on the top, that big cannon, there's a row of those cannons in the Death Star. And there's a really quick shot where there's the guys with these cool helmets and they're just loading the cannons and then it takes an impact and a big explosion comes. And I was like, that looked like such a cool area. And it's just in and out. You're trying to visualize it. And there's a car that has that scene. And it's like this cool set they built.
Yeah.
All these cannons and explosions. But it was like, I don't know. It was a big deal because the ice cream man had packs of cards. The gas station on the counter, they had packs of cards, and it could be Rambo, RoboCop. It was everything, and it was the stickers, and you put the stickers on your door, or you put them in your notebooks, and I don't know. It was just a really cool thing, and it's now packs are like $5 or $7 or
oh, yeah.
They were like, I don't know, 15 cents
or whatever.
Yeah. 89 Batman. I remember buying a whole box of them.
Yeah. I bought that was some of the first cards I remember buying, but the ones I went really crazy for was like the Marvel X-Men ones.
Yeah. The 90s.
That graded Deadpool rookie card.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's a whole nother thing.
Well, a lot of those cards helped me learn characters, their biographies, all their stats, because it was very much like a sports card. And
right.
Like sitting here talking about it, I realized like cards were like when you couldn't, I mean, there was no internet then. And you couldn't afford those first appearance comics, you know, because you're a kid, you have no money.
Right.
And you can't go watch the movie that you saw the one time in the theater and they'll show it on TV in 4 years.
Right, right.
So the cards were like this little thing to help you remember it.
It was fantastic. And there's a little description on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's, I wish I'd cared about sports cards, but I don't know. I think you have to be around it to pick it up. And I really wasn't.
Right.
I just remember you can get them everywhere.
Yeah, you could get cards. Right.
At Mork and Mindy cards. I mean,
oh yeah, Michael Jackson cards, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
it was everything. It was just cool, and stickers. And I just remember we went to this small school, and my buddy Jim, his whole desk was riddled with stickers, and they let him do it.
Yeah,
it's a private school, a small school, and his whole desk was just covered in stickers.
I had Garbage Pail Kids card stickers like on my notebooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I'd hung on to them.
Was it a Trapper Keeper?
I didn't get
remember that.
The red Lamborghini. Yeah.
I wanted the one with the like the planet and the pyramid and the lasers.
I had a little Return of the Jedi zipper pencil bag. Had Darth Vader on it.
I don't know. I didn't want any of that. I didn't want anybody to know. Like, I had very plain stuff, and I would decorate it for myself. But then, you know.
So, like, my brain is, like, full-blown kid mode right now, talking what we're doing.
Right.
So, how about being a kid, and you see it sometimes now, but not as much. But, like, as a kid, all the food-themed toy products. Like, you know, the G.I. Joe cereal, the Pac-Man SpaghettiOs, the Ninja Turtle vanilla pies with the green frosting on them.
Oh, the
wrestling ice cream bars. Yeah. Like,
I had C-3PO's.
Ecto Cooler, right?
Yeah, oh, I love it. Right? I still look. Well, it doesn't taste the same anymore.
It doesn't.
But when it was out, that was, man.
And it was just an alternate version of Captain Crunch?
Oh, which one?
I don't know. A like lot of these series.
The G.I. Joe one totally was.
Oh, okay. Well, I had the Ghostbusters one.
Right.
But that was pretty much Lucky Charms. But I liked it. That hologram box.
The only one I know about all of them now. But it was just C-3PO's. C-3PO's. And it had a trading card.
Do you have any Mr. T ones?
I did not.
They weren't very good.
I was so focused.
Star Wars.
There was enough. I couldn't get it all. So if I deviate, that means there's one less Star Wars. So I couldn't deviate. So it's just focused. But now I still always love paperwork. So even then, Star Wars had this thing. It was called Star Wars, like the official poster monthly, and it was magazine size. And then when you opened it, then you could open it again and then open it again. And then it would be a giant poster, and it would be themed. Let's say, you know, like one was on stormtroopers, and it was like the history and how they hired them and the ranking. And it was like, this is like, geez, they wrote this entire back story for just these dudes walking around, you know, but they figured it all out. That was like the genius of Lucas.
Right.
And they did poster monthlies for other films, but they never, like Star Wars had 40 or 50 of them. That's how long it went.
Yeah.
And then like with Indiana Jones, they did a couple, and Star Trek, they did a couple.
So how many of those do you own?
Whenever I see one, I pick it up. If they come in the shop, I take it home. I need to find the time to go through and take the dupes and sell them. But I might have them all. I don't know. But then there was another thing. Do you guys remember Presto Magics?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Man, I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just so cool. And then it's just died. I mean, it had Scooby-Doo. It had G.I. Joe. It had Star Wars. It had...
Everything.
There was one. It was a Battle of Midway.
That's weird.
You had Japanese Zeros and Hellcats and the explosions in the deck. And or, I mean, it was everything. Dino-Mutt. It was E.T.
Yeah.
Mr. T. And you
I didn't have any cool ones, though. I had, like, superpowers, which I liked.
It's like a safari one, and you're putting animals. It was under the ocean one.
Yeah.
They were just, I don't know, they were cool. I loved them.
Yeah, but I got Smurfs.
Then they kind of did color forms, and that one wasn't as cool.
The color forms, was that the, I'm thinking of Shrinky Dinks. Color forms, is that the one where you, like, scratch it onto the...
No, that's Presto Magic.
That's Presto, yeah.
That's Presto Magic.
So it's, like, with a pencil, almost like a decal. And then you just hold it in where you want it, and you take the pencil and cover it all, and then you lift up, and it's on the.
Yeah, so I had Smurfs of that.
Yeah.
What's the ones that you peel up?
That's color forms.
Color forms come up, and then will kind of hold, but then you pick it up, and so you can keep changing the layout. Yeah. The Presto Magic sits there; it's done.
I had Smurfs also for that, which was lame.
So then you could take Presto Magics from other sets and add them to sets that didn't belong and create crazy, chaotic scenes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Or you could do half of him and then do half of another guy. So now you got... So you could make it however you wanted it.
I just didn't have enough of them. I probably would have enjoyed them more, but I only got those two or three times.
But I wasn't like the where you bake the things in the oven, like Creepy Crawlies or whatever those. I never
Creepy
did
Crawlers,
that.
Yeah. I didn't do those either.
Yeah.
Well, it came with a little disguised easy bake oven.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. It was a queasy bake oven.
And they don't make them the way they made them. You can't get the old style.
Because they're dangerous.
Burn the
house down.
We all got by.
Well, just talk about dangerous toys sometime.
Rocket firing Boba Fett.
Battlestar Galactica. Ruined it for everyone.
This is true. What toy line would you like to see brought back? And before you start, I'm going to say mine. They need to bring Mask back.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's like...
They tried in the 25th anniversary G.I. Joe line.
Yeah.
They did a 3¾.
Yeah, it was one figure.
Yeah, they made one. Yeah.
And it looked like crap.
And one San Diego Comic-Con set, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But to do the Rhino again... commemorative in the box, no brainer. And then try it, guarantee it.
So it definitely would. That's the one line from that period that we sell fairly steady, and it's never cheap. It's never easy to build.
They just look so cool.
Yeah.
And then they do other things, like it's such a cool line that I just don't know why nothing's been done with it. But yeah, what's yours, Andy?
I'll let Travis go because I'm still pondering.
All right.
Okay. Just because I had so much fun with it and I could play with it along with He-Man. I like Supernaturals.
Okay.
And I had the playset, which regrettably I don't have now, but that was great. And at that time period in my life, was really like probably not appropriately into horror movies. I really liked Jason and Freddy and things like that. And here's this playset. Do you remember the name of it? It's the Tomb of... Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Essentially, it was like a wall of rock with this skull head wearing a knight's helmet. And it lit up. And in the center was a coffin. And you drop a dude in there and flip a switch and he'd disappear and there'd be a hologram in his place.
I have the box for that, right?
I'm sure you do. I want that playset again because it was so much fun and I could put it next to Grayskull and it didn't look out of place. And I know holograms probably...
Well, that was a big thing then. It was like brand new
holograms.
Ooh.
But they could still do it.
Oh, yeah.
Sculpt it. You know? I mean, and then... they don't have to do the hologram aspect, even though that was what sold it then. I just thought those figures were so cool.
Yeah.
So I already touched upon it, but I think it'd be cool to bring back Battle Beasts. Maybe a different scale.
Yeah.
And like, maybe...
They're not still making them in Japan. See, I don't know. Definitely not here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, it was over there. It's where it started. It was an extension of Transformers, right? like it was part of the Transformer line.
Maybe.
And yeah. then they brought it here and renamed it, and it had nothing to do with Transformers.
There's a ridiculous amount of them in Japan compared yeah. to the US.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, not that it's been done, but I guess property wise, but like a line of figures that are either TV show or movie related. That's not like a reaction or a Funko.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
like an actual figure line.
Right.
Yeah.
Like A-Team.
Not a super Knight deformed Rider. Vinyl head.
Right.
Guy.
Right. Dukes of Hazzard or, you know, whatever, but more articulation and not, you know, 4 or 5 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, there was a lot of cool properties that.
Well, the 5 points, I get it. You know, if you're doing an homage to a retro line,
Star Wars,
to keep it like the original, but Star Wars originated that scale,
right?
And then Hasbro coined the term action figure, but the scale was Kenner. So when you start off with something that never existed and it's in that play scale, which allows you to do stuff in vehicles and make play sets right. and allow that line to have a lot of playability. But then when you go, the line evolves. And then Hasbro took that scale and just revolutioned it. You yeah. know, it just transformed it drastically. So now you could kneel and sit instead of having your legs fully out.
Right, static straight, yeah.
So then it's hard to go backwards, unless it's for nostalgia when you get older. But to continue to put something out that has
right.
that, unless it's an homage to a line, like when Reaction first started and they did the Kenner line.
Yeah.
From Alien.
Aliens, that was the first thing.
That never did. Happened.
Or Alien, yeah.
Right. That's exactly how they should have looked.
And that was based on the prototypes too, right?
Yeah. So it worked, but then when you get to a Buffy figure that's that, it's yeah. to me it doesn't work.
Right.
Now it could work for somebody else, but it seemed off.
I like the Terminator ones. Those made sense to me because it was like, this is the line that I never got because I wanted Terminator figures from the first movie.
Right, right, right.
But I mean, if you're a 3.75 guy,
right.
then Reaction kind of is good because it's like, now I can just have everything this size.
Well, I think it still just comes down to if I want representation in a particular
right.
movie, like, you know, I want Goonies figures.
Right. There you go.
Well, the Reaction game to you.
Yeah.
And then Funko. So, you know, and Pops. But if he wanted a really articulated figure that could pose and do cool stuff, I think NECA did what?
They did Sloth the two-pack. Yeah.
And two-pack, junk. Yeah.
And then that was it. But yeah, you kind of, it's hard to go backwards. It'd be like having Marvel Legends that don't bend at the knees or elbows. Like, how do you?
They did those.
Yeah, it's pretty.
They did those. They put Kenner on it too.
Right.
But now it's gone. That's too bad.
So, but yeah, no, Mask.
Yeah. I think Mask, out of all the things we said, it's kind of a no-brainer. It should be done because it's everyone that likes Joe or likes Transformers, they all like Mask too. It's kind of in right. between all that.
Dino Riders, bring it back.
Yeah. Why not?
I could do it. It's very complicated.
What would the price point be?
Yeah, right. Everything's
that's the question.
Oh, you want that Brontosaurus?
Well, what was
$250?
So, Mattel's bringing Eternia back, and what was the original price point in the original? Like $109 or $119?
Yeah. Right around there.
And it's roughly the same mold.
Yeah.
And now it's $550.
I think it's what, $650 with shipping.
I thought, I don't know. The number I had in my head was like $570.
But I mean, I granted everything costs more now, but you paid for the
six
tooling.
Times more?
You paid for the tooling a long time ago.
Yeah. What are you?
But I mean, I'm glad they're doing it, but it's just, you know, I was hoping Hasbro would do a HasLab.
Does it come with real breakable tracks?
Flag. That's a no-brainer. It'll get backed in a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, that they're probably working.
But I think they already killed the O-ring line, or at least. But the problem was, you didn't put it in any retailer. You sold it direct yourself. Yep. And if you don't put it in the mom and pop shops across the country, Her dad could get his kid something he had instead of a $40 or $50 figure, and he can get a $10 figure, which they're not even 10 anymore. It'd be 15 or whatever it is. But right. But then you set yourself up to failure.
They did it with Indiana Jones, and it seemed to do well.
That was a line I was going to say I'd love to see back, but then it doesn't seem like it's working. I don't know why, because they look cool, but...
Well... It has the same problem it probably had the first time, is it just didn't really get good promotion. And what was it? Was probably still competing with Star Wars in the original line at that point.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it was what, 82?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so there was no reason to, you know, everybody loves Harrison Ford, right? It's Han Solo, Indy. But yeah, it's weird to figure out why that line didn't work the way you would have thought it would, but there was not barely any figures and not a whole lot.
I don't know. It's strange. It just sort of happens. Like some things, it's like, this should be great. And it just doesn't do that well.
Yeah.
And then another 25 years, everyone will want it.
That's true. It's what nobody buys becomes. It's what everybody buys, to be honest with you, isn't the most valuable, because there's a million of them and everybody bought it. But it's the line nobody bought.
That's still popular in its own way, you know. Whether it's film or...
Like some of these Star Wars figures now that you can't sell, I'd hate to say it, but they could become something. But it might be an awful long time, because the Episode I figures are still $5 30 years later.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Cool.
It's funny. Yak Face. God, he was on screen for like 0.5 seconds.
A lot of these guys you didn't even see on screen because... It's pan and scan, so the screen would have been cropped for the VHS or for regular TVs. And so there's characters that, until you got letterbox or widescreen, they didn't exist because they were cut away.
You think they'll do, since they're doing retro Star Wars figures, they'll do some of the guys that weren't made?
Oh, I don't know. But you mean like the current line that's out now, the retro?
Yeah.
I just think they're going to rehash the figures that they've already done.
I want a Wolfman.
Oh.
That Space Wolfman guy. I forget his name.
I think it's Lav Shivrak.
Yeah, that guy.
I think.
Yeah. Wolfman.
Yeah, Space Wolfman. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And then the Lennard guy's got a human head, and you twist it, and he's got a Wolfman head.
Oh, that guy's great.
It's like a G.I. Joe. Lennard's like was like the poor man's G.I. Joe.
You could probably put a Wolfman in most lines. Yeah. I like Wolfman.
It works.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thank you for watching or listening and watching. And comment, share, tell everybody. We appreciate the support.
Tell your mailman.
Tell your mailman.
And the ice cream man.
And the ice cream.